Achieving your goals in life and business takes focus and intention, which can be hard to come by these days. In this minisode, I share a few ways that human design has helped me know where to invest my time in ways that bring the results I'm after while feeling good in my soul. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons self-care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. How is your level of focus in your life right now? Do you feel like you have a lot going on and it can be hard to really get one particular thing fully completed? This is something I've encountered throughout my life many times, and it's something that seems to rear its head during this busy season of the year. There's so much going on. There's so much to do. There's so many things to get involved in, to learn. There are so many different directions you can take your life, your business. Everyone in your life is in the same boat, really. We're all moving faster and faster at this time of year. And so how do you stay focused on those things that are really important to you? Well, the first thing is, I believe, to have a plan for what your coming weeks, months, quarters, year will look like, at least what your desire is for them to look like. And having that plan is really helpful. But also understanding that it can shift, it can change. It's not something that needs to be set in stone. However, when we have like a template for how we want it to look, it really, really helps because then we know what we're doing each day. We can actually schedule things. We can make progress. And most importantly, we can also factor in times of rest, times of relaxation, times of unplugging. And I've just come off such a time. And it's only because I've been busier than ever that I have really prioritized taking that space. And I am factoring space in to do these things during the day, each day as well. And we'll get into more about those types of things like habit stacking that can really help you to make it a practice to begin with. But I really wanted to start now with, how do you know where to focus your time? There are so many different things you could be doing at any given time. And many different tools have come my way that have really been helpful. Something that's helped me the most is really just being me. In every circumstance, the way I look at my life, my relationships, my business, my wellness, I need to look at what works for me. And so I invite you into that as well. And one thing that I wanted to share was human design is one of those things. So you've heard about different personality profiles like the Myers-Briggs, and there's many of them, but there's also like the Enneagram really got big several years ago. Learning, okay, what number are you on the Enneagram? Well, if you're a number three, these are your characteristics, etc. Well, when I learned about human design, it was from someone in a women's business membership. And I was so fascinated. And there is, there's a beautiful app that I use called My Human Design. There's also, you can look up your human design, the Jovian Archive, I believe. There's a few different places you can look online, or if you just go to My Human Design, you'll see. And you're able to just put in your date of birth, your place of birth, and your time of birth. And it is connected to, you know, a whole lot of different things. You can read about it, but it's really connected to ancient practices. And so what's really fascinating is I look at it as a way to understand yourself even more. And I've had a few episodes about human design on this show that I will link in the show notes. So you can check those out. And I've got a new episode coming out Wednesday talking about human design and gene keys that'll be really fascinating for you to hear. And so I am what you would call in human design a sacral manifesting generator 1-3. Now, that may sound like a huge code. These are things you can look up, but I'll just tell you, for instance, sacral, meaning I make decisions from my gut, my instincts, right? And how I feel about a certain decision that is brought before me. That's my main way of deciding on what to do next and how to respond to the things coming into my life. And responding is really the design for me. So an idea will come into my mind, or I'll meet someone, or just something will land, an opportunity will land. And my decision on how I move forward is all connected to how I respond. Like, how am I responding to it? I'm not going out and like chasing it. It's something that I kind of set an intention for, and an idea will come, and then I get to respond to that, like a yes or no, a maybe, etc. That's a very simplistic way of looking at this. I'm not a human design expert, I will say. And then when you look at the 1-3 in my design, a one is somebody who is loves to research things and really go deep and get all the information and all the data and et cetera. And then a three is where you're practicing the things that you're learning first and then sharing your findings. And that's something that I've done my whole life. And, you know, I think there's other people, definitely like these types of individuals like myself exist. There's many of us. But what I found to be so valuable for me is that helped me to accept this is the way that I go about doing things. And I could actually focus more because I was able to work inside of my design. So those are just a couple of things that are really helpful to know about human design. But why do I find I have more focus with it? It really is about placing the emphasis on the way that I move through life and make decisions and take action. And instead of just going with the flow of what everyone else is doing, it really slows me down to make sure I am taking the space to think about what are my next steps and am I doing it the way that works for me. So it really is permission just to be myself. And so I will say that there's so much more to it, obviously, so much more to it. And that's why I have this episode coming up on Wednesday talking more about it. And I've had other episodes in the past. So I hope you check it out and think about what your human design is and how can it help you, not just in your personal life or your business, but in your wellness, in your life goals, in everything. And it's just a guideline. It's not a religion. It's not, you know, something that you need to like check boxes with to be performative. It really is just kind of another layer of understanding about yourself. And for me, I found it to be something where I've had a lot more acceptance of myself and how I go about doing things. So I hope you find that helpful and, you know, check it out and see how you can also move through your life with more focus and intention, especially this time of year, and maybe carrying it on through the year as well. So I hope you enjoy that. And if you found this helpful and this coming episode coming up, please share this episode so others can hear all about it. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings. We'll be right back.